Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host, best-selling author and beauty enthusiast, let's say, Lindsay Kelk. I am so happy to be chatting again today. This is it. This is the final episode of the year. And today, I'm just going to go through some of my faves. I'm just going to talk you through some of the bits and bobs that put a smile on my face through the course of the year. Definitely could have been included in the luxury picks or the affordable picks one way or another. Honestly, there's a few more luxuries than affordables, but you know, you've met me. So that won't be a surprise to anybody. But yeah, these are just the products that when I sat down and thought about it, I said, what are the products I have reached for the most, the products that I have enjoyed the most, that have made my life simpler or more enjoyable? These are the products. So we're going to start off with a bit of skincare, actually, because I just didn't see this one coming. It kind of snuck up on me. I'm very consistent with my skincare. I use the Elemis Cleansing Balm as a first cleanse. I use the Indie Lee Cleanser as a second cleanse. I use either Ren or Pixie or Dr. Dennis Gross pads as a liquid exfoliant, maybe once or twice a week because I'm trying not to overdo it. I'm using Caroline's Retinoid, her Skin Rock Serum as my retinol. I use BioEffect if I need it. I have this really nice Manyo Biome Serum that I use on alternate nights. I use the Kate Somerville, Kate Suticals Vitamin C in a daytime. And then I'll use my moisturizer, and I have millions of different moisturizers. I'm not particularly wedded to one at the moment, but I'm really simple. I'm really consistent. It's sort of vitamin C in a daytime, SPF, obviously, and then either vitamin A or something nourishing and hydrating at night as my actives. And then I was at home over November, through almost all of November, and my face was just taking a hammering, and I needed something. And this was actually a reader at one of my events, so she's listening to this, thank you so much, gave me a little gift set of Estee Lauder products. And it's so long since I have reached for Estee Lauder skincare, and I have to say, I used to use it all the time. I used to use a lot of Estee Lauder, and I just don't anymore, and I don't know when it happened. I think I started using a lot more Elemis. Elemis sort of replaced a lot of the Lauder products I was using. I used to use the Idealist Serum all the time. I loved that. That was one of my first premium skincare products that I fell in love with. I used to wear daywear all the time. I used to use Advanced Night Repair. When my mum was poorly, when my mum had was suffering with breast cancer, she was obsessed with the Advanced Night Repair eye gel. And she used to use it all over her face because it made her face feel better. And I just really hadn't thought about Estee Lauder as a skincare company in such a long time. And partly because, honestly, not that big of a fan of Lauder as a company. I don't love their practices. I don't love what they've done with the way they run their company of late. And I don't like the company's politics, but that's a personal issue. That might not be something that bothers you, and it's all personal choices. But being given these little sample sizes, it just really reminded me how much I love those products. And I fell completely back in love with Advanced Night Repair as just an amazing one-and-done, all-round, does-it-all serum. I think it's weird. I think because it's called Advanced Night Repair, it's done it a little bit of a disservice because there's nothing saying you have to use it at night. It's just a really nice, plushy, hyaluronic acid-packed, moisturizing, hydrating serum. But yeah, remembered how great that was. Completely fell head over heels in love with the eye gel, which, as I say, I used to give to my mom. So I never really thought about it for myself. But now my eyes are a little older. They're a little drier. And that has been a dream. It absorbs, like, just in an instant. It's so fantastic to use with makeup. My concealer sits on top of it absolutely beautifully. There was a little pot of Daywear in there that I'd forgotten about that I absolutely loved. Used it to the last drop. And there was the perfectly clean face wash, which as soon as I put it on my face, I was like, oh my God, I used to love this. You know, there's very weird things where it's something you absolutely loved and then you've completely forgotten about it. That was me with the perfectly clean face wash. You can either just use it as a wash, just wet your face, put it on, lather it up, rinse it off, or you can leave it on as a 3-minute purifying mask. And like I said, when I was in the UK, I banged on about this in the last couple of episodes, but my skin was a disaster and anything masky, because first I was really flaky and dry, then I started getting really congested and breaking out. So I was using this as a mask. And I just had forgotten how much I love it. The smell of it was the thing that reminded me. Like, the second it was on my face, I was like, oh my God, I love this. Oh my God, I love this. The smell of it, the texture of it, kind of reminds me of the smell of 90s bath pearls, if that makes sense. But it's for your face. So if you're fragrance sensitive, not for you. But it really made me want to sort of revisit Estée Lauder's skincare, reassess how I feel about it. But, you know, still not kind of super crazy about the company, but I do think there's a lot to be said for the skincare, and we often write it off as like an old mumsy brand, and maybe we shouldn't, I don't know, but that's the positioning, isn't it? It's quite difficult. I will say, the gift with purchase, as it is every year, they do a blockbuster Christmas gift with purchase that you can get from their website or from most department stores. If it's a brand and you can, and there's not savings to be had from buying it elsewhere, I always say get it from their own website, because you usually get better goodies with it and the packaging is always lovely. But the Estée Lauder gift with purchase this year is insane. I looked at it and was like, what? I can't remember how much the spend is, but if you spend a certain amount, then you get to buy, it's not free, but you get to buy this sort of vanity case, this red silk vanity case that is absolutely packed with great product. There's a full-size Advanced Night Repair in there, there's a full-size eye cream I think in there, there's a moisturizer in there, and then just a ton of beauty color product, lipstick, blusher, mascara, just really fantastic value. And I just completely forgotten about it, so I do want to say a thank you to that wonderful person in Guildford who chased me down at the train station to give it to me. It was so gratefully received and I appreciate it more than you could ever know. And also, yeah, I'm gonna sort of reassess the Estée Lauder skincare situation, I guess, because I'm 42 and my face said yes please and thank you. So that's one thing. From one end of the spectrum right through to the other, this is something that I bought on a whim and have used non-stop. I bought it thinking maybe I would use it on tour or use it for events, and have literally worn it so often. And it is the Half Magic Beauty Glitter Pill Glitter Liquid Liner. Now, we talked about Half Magic when it launched. It's the brand from Donny Davy, who is the makeup artist on Euphoria. It is this really cool, colour-forward, formula-focused colour collection of products. There's eye paints, there's lip paints, there are a few accessories. Obviously, there's face gems. But what a brand. Talk about someone who knew her audience and hit the nail directly on the head with it. It's such a fantastic curation. It's still a pretty small brand, which I think is impressive, because it would have been very easy just to go all out and dump a ton of product. But the Glitter Pill Eye Paint and Liner, it's gorgeous. I have Microcosm, which is silver holographic glitter, very, very fine glitter in a liquid suspension that you paint on as an eyeliner or paint all over the eye. It's currently sold out, I think, but you can join a wait list. And then there are three other shades. There's Money Please, which is copper. There's Goblin, which is pear green with glitter. And Neptune Daddy, which is deep turquoise glitter, which is just honestly really beautiful. The Microcosm Silver Holographic is kind of a rainbow glitter. And it's the glitter particles are very fine. It's very subtle if you want it to be, and I would quite often, pretty much all of my book events that I did this year, because I was feeling so rough, I would just use it as an eyeliner over the top of whatever else I had on my eye. I would run it along the lash line just as an eyeliner, as a topper, just to catch the light. And it just added just a little bit of sparkle, especially in photographs. It looks really pretty. But I just find myself reaching for it all the time because it is very subtle if you choose for it to be. And I use it as an eyeliner if I'm not doing anything else on my face. If I've just done a base, a bit of blush, a bit of lip gloss, lip balm, I'll whack that on with some mascara. And I just really feel fresh and fun and like I've made an effort when I truly have not. And I really, really love it. And I really came close to not ordering it. I was like, you're being an idiot. You're buying this because it's a trend. I mean, obviously, so I could report on it for you guys too. But it was $20 well spent as far as I'm concerned. And it made me want to look at the rest of the products. I did buy one of the other eye paints, the Chrome Addiction Matte. I got the Periwinkle Blue, which is called Sky Juice. And again, absolutely incredible. Gorgeous formula. Stunning colour. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this periwinkle blue, but I am far less likely to wear it in general because it is such a bold statement. And again, I when I have worn it, I've worn it as a liner and it's beautiful, but who am I pretending that I'm going to wear periwinkle blue liquid eyeliner on the reg? I can't be bothered to, like, most days put on foundation, so that's not going to be a standard wear from me. But if you're looking for beautiful colors and beautiful formulas and fun packaging, and to support an indie brand by a true artist, Half Magic Beauty is out there for you, just waiting for you to pop in and say hello. Another brand, not an indie and not, you know, still supporting an artist but not necessarily one that so much needs your support. And this is something I have been using all year long. I ended up buying about 5 of them over the course of the year because they are so dinky and so collectible and so easy to wear and so versatile. And it is the Fenty Beauty Cheeks Out Freestyle Cream Blush. Now, these bad boys, they have... Right, so I'm going to say something and then I'm going to contradict myself in about 10 seconds when I finish this slot. But I have had a hole in my heart for Sila convertible colours, which I know you can sometimes still get them, but you can't get the range of colour that you used to be able to get. They're not the same as they used to be. I was obsessed with Sila convertible colour forever and a day. And these Fenty cream blushes, even though dinky they be, dinky they are, there's only 3 grams, 0.1 ounce in each pot, but a little goes a long way. I actually decanted 2 of them into a travel palette. I put half of each blush into this little mini palette that I have, and I've still got the stuff in the mini palette and there's still half of the product inside the regular palette that it came in because you only need a tiny amount. But I absolutely love them. They are such wonderful colours. They really brighten up the face. They really pack a punch. I keep saying that. That's my phrase of this segment, apparently. Pack a punch. But they just do a lot. For such a tiny little product, they really do a lot. They really brighten up their face. They're so enlivening. They're so joyous. Sometimes we need a bit of colour in our cheeks, and that's what this is. The pigment is there, because obviously they work on all skin tones, so the pigment really has to be there. And it's a pretty finish. And I really like them. And I bought a load of them after resisting it for so long because I was like, they're tiny. I'm not doing it. It's such a ripoff. Turns out you don't need massive products. Turns out you need good products that work. And I have ended up being such a huge fan of these. So thanks, Rihanna. These might be my favourite Fenty face products. Is that true? I think it is. And there's a lot of them now. Like, Fenty is a massive brand now. Absolutely massive. There is like 10 of everything. So thrilled by these. Absolutely love. I said I was going to contradict myself by saying that I missed convertible colours, Stila convertible colour, and that there's nothing else like it. When you may remember a few months ago, I talked to Janine Lobel, who was the founder of Stila. And is now the founder of a new brand, Neen, N-E-E-N, which obviously is her nickname. Her name is Janine Lobel, her nickname is Neen, the products are Neen. And I had used a couple of the products. We talked about it when that episode came out, how the way the brand launched was, you know, you get these sample cards that have the pigments on a sample and they show you a video of how to apply them, how to use them, and then you get the choice of buying the product after you've tried out on these cards.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At the time, there were only a couple. They were only launching a couple of shades a month as the cards were released. Now, there are just an absolute ton. There are so many of the pressed pigments, which are absolutely stunning. The pressed pigments and the Going Rouge cream cheek and lip products. So there are other products too now. There are pencils and there are highlighters as well, which I haven't tried those. But the pressed pigments, Pretty Shady, and the Going Rouge cream cheek and lip product, I have tried. And I have to say, when I talked to Janine, I was like, I've been chasing the dragon of the fuchsia sealer convertible color my whole life, because that fuchsia convertible color is the perfect blue pink for very fair complexions with blue eyes. It just pops them like crazy. It makes me look flushed and healthy. It makes my blue eyes bluer. It is great for so many complexions because it is such a bold colour. It looks great on darker skin tones as well. Anyone with cool tone, it looks incredible. And then darker skin tones, it really just gives you a very healthy, natural flush. And Janine said, watch this space. And I did watch this space. And before I knew it, Shake was on the market, which is an absolutely gorgeous blue, pink fuchsia. It is, I don't have my original fuchsia convertible colour out to compare it to, but I don't need to because I already know I love this. I don't need to compare it. It's absolutely gorgeous. It wears beautifully on the cheeks and the lips, and that is rare. I think that's one of the things that was so great about convertible color, as it did work for both. I always think there's a preference one way or the other. Maybe this is slightly better on cheeks, but it's slightly. You can absolutely use it on lips and be ecstatically happy. I adore it. I also have a couple of the pressed pigments. And when I tell you, these pigments are saturated. They are dense. I love an eyeshadow. I have tried every eyeshadow on the face of the earth, I think, at some point. That's not, it's an exaggeration, is it? But you know where I'm going with that. The pigment in these, because they are pressed pigments, that's probably a clue in the name. It's nuts. They're so good. But what I love is you can go in very lightly with a fluffy brush and just get a light wash, get a light finish. You can go in with a denser brush and get a more packed finish. You can use your finger and you can get foil. Like the metallic shades, when you use it with your finger, it is foiled. You can use it as a liner if you use a little, I have a little slanted brush because I have this really gorgeous shade Metro that is sort of a very dark plum with a violet shimmer in it, sort of a grey plum. Oh, it's just gorgeous. You need to check it out. But that's the Metro shade of the Pretty Shady Press Pigments. And I use that very often, just pressed into the lash line with an angled brush as kind of a liner. And it's just beautiful. I really am stunned by how good these are. And of course, Janine wouldn't mess around by doing something rubbish. But they are exceptional. And I'm thrilled because she is a real beauty hero of mine. Stila was one of the first brands I fell in love with. So I could not be more thrilled to see these succeed and to tell you that I love them. Another product that I loved is another blusher. I've been big on blusher this year. It's because I don't go outside and I'm very pale. The Patrick Ta Blush Duos. Did not expect to love these. Was furious when they came out because Patrick's instruction was to put the cream on and then the powder on top, or the powder on and then the cream on top. It was the powder and then the cream, wasn't it? Which I was like, that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Stop being insane, Patrick Tarr. So I don't listen to that advice. I usually use the cream or the powder, or if I want to make the cream last, I'll put the powder on top of the cream. But they're both so pigmented that you actually don't need that. You are going to end up with a very intense look if you powder over the cream, but maybe that's what you want. I can't tell you what to do. I quite often see on TikTok people going pretty hard on their blush these days. It's giving Carrie Bradshaw series one, but that's okay. So if you are looking for that, actually, this is the right shade for that too. It's the one that I have is the Patrick Ta Major Beauty Headlines Double Take Cream and Powder Blush in She's a Doll, which again, it's a blue pink. I was not joking when I told you I was chasing that blue pink forever and ever. It's a beautiful, beautiful dolly fuchsia blue pink. Very cool toned, absolutely gorgeous. I also have one of the peachier colours from the first shade range, from the first release that he did. But there's a bunch of shades. There's some warm browns, there's some brick reds, there's some very bright corals. Like, he's doing good work. You're doing good work, Patrick. I'm very impressed. And yeah, again, just like a brand I've really enjoyed watching grow. So we'll see. We'll see what else he has to offer. Don't put the cream over the powder. It's not necessary. It's not. Bless him. Let us never forget the day that I went to that La Mer event with Hirons and she just grabbed his face and started giving him a bit of a what for. And the look on his face, I will carry that with me forever. I keep it in my mental toolkit of things when I need a chuckle. Patrick Tarr's face when Caroline Hirons got her mitts on him. Magic. Absolutely magic. Two more face items here. Armani Luminous Silk. I feel terrible that I have gone so long without talking about this foundation and gone so long without possessing it. For a very long time, it was all I wore. And I'm talking multiple bottles over multiple years. I was obsessed with it. I mean, back when I lived in New York, so we're talking like 10 years ago, 10 or more, I adored it. I was obsessed with it. It was all I wore. I didn't have multiple foundations. All I had was that. And it never steered me wrong. I was tempted away by millions of other products because there are so many foundations now. It's absurd. But just recently, I started seeing it around again. I started seeing it on a lot of makeup artist pages, on Instagram, on TikTok, makeup artists that I love. Lisa Potter Dixon, for example. I've seen her wearing it a lot and I just went, wow, I really miss loving my skin that much. And I have a lot of foundations that I really, really like the Chanel I've absolutely adored this year. I still have my Dior Forever Glow and Matte foundations, but they've changed the formula on that and I'm a little bit upset. So I'm running out of my original bottles, which makes me so sad. Well, it did make me sad until I replaced my Armani Luminous Silk. And it's just heaven. It will give you the most beautiful medium coverage, which you can build to full, should you so desire. Glowy, luminous, clues in the title. Dewy, perfect skin. I don't think there's one better. I don't think there's a better foundation on the market. I don't think there's a better all-rounder. I really don't. My skin has been so up and down lately. The texture has been, ever since I started using Caroline's Retinoid, the texture is really coming through. The evenness of skin tone is really coming through. But before that kicked in, I was breaking out like crazy because of all these hormonal upheavals I've had. And it really just was not a good time for me in my face. I was having to use a lot of concealer because I was having all these breakouts. I was getting all these dry patches. And then in I came with my Luminous Silk. And all was right with the world. I don't think I've ever loved a foundation like it. I don't think I ever will. These are bold statements, people, and I stand by them. I don't wish to love a foundation more than this ever. Honestly, I just feel like I've come home. This is a bit much, isn't it? I'm going a bit far. I've come home to my foundation. I've come home to my Luminous Silk. I wear 3.75. It's absolutely gorgeous. I also really love the concealer, but I do think it's not good for spot cover up. I think it's great for under eyes and general just extra coverage. If you need a little bit extra coverage, it sits so beautifully over the foundation. I think it's absolutely wonderful and I'm thrilled to have it back in my collection. But speaking of spot coverage, because I really have needed it this year, it's been rough old year for breakouts for me, and I really fell back in love again, went back to something in my collection, and it's the NARS Soft Matte Concealer. Now, My general go-to for everyday concealer is still the Dior skin corrector, the Dior Forever skin corrector, which Harry totally turned me on to, and I still think that is an exceptional concealer. And honestly, I more often use it just as a little overall face brightener on days when I'm not doing anything else to my face, but I've got to, like, you know, the world has to see me and I don't want to put them through bare face Lindsay. Bit of moisturiser, bit of Dior concealer and job's a good one. But if I'm covering up my blemishes or if I've got to do a full face, I don't believe there's anything better than the NARS Soft Matte for me. It's so good. It will spot cover so perfectly. I can go in with a little tiny pencil brush. I can go with a slightly larger concealer brush or buff it out. Or I can use it on tiny, tiny, tiny areas for precision cover up. And I just think it's amazing. I really think it's fantastic. Again, I'd forgotten about it. I'd forgotten how good it was until I needed it. But isn't that always the way with our true friends? We might forget how much we need them. We might forget how important they are to us, but they're always there. And that was me with the NARS Soft Matte Concealer. Obsessed. Obsessed. So just a couple more to share with you. One I'm thrilled about because it was a bargain and it was a total spur of the moment. I think I picked it up in Walmart. Let that settle for a minute. And this is the Oma Beauty by Sharon C, and this is a spin-off or an extension, a brand extension spin-off. I've been watching too much telly. This is the brand extension of Oma Beauty, which we definitely talked about before. Oma Beauty by Sharon C is the brand extension, which is a little bit cheaper, a little bit more affordable. Cheaper means tacky in America, so I have to stop saying cheaper, because what I more is mean is more in is less expensive. It is an inexpensive brand extension that is a more affordable price point. And what I have here is the It's Complicated lip tint cheek stain oil and gloss. That's a lot, isn't it? But it's $7. That's really all you need to know about it. It's $7. It's absolutely wonderful. I have the shade Boasty, which is a gorgeous red, and it's just so wearable. And it is one of those colors that is, again, it's just, God, can you tell there's a theme? It's just something that will pick you up right away. It's something that will just boost your face and give you color and make you look alive. Again, a red. I love a red, same as a blue pink. It will just, like, brighten up your face and put a bit of sparkle in your eyes. And this is so easy to wear. You don't have to think about it at all because it is this oil gloss hybrid. I haven't used it on my cheeks. I haven't wanted to because it is very red and I'm not a red cheek person, but on my lips this is absolutely beautiful. And you just swipe it on and you're done. It does leave a stain, so even when it wears off you've still got some color there. And it's so easy to apply. Even though it's a red, you can do it without a mirror because you can just sort of smush it on your bottom lip and squish your lips together and it's done. And like I say, it was $7 and I keep finding myself looking for it, you know, and you're like, okay, so if you're me and you've got, let's conservatively say, 17,000 lip products in your house. So there's at least five to reach any point. And yes, I'm recording right now, but this very second I've got a Glossier, Generation G, a Vaseline lip tint. What else is here? I've got a couple of the Wonder Skin lip blades, which I actually really like, but that we'll talk about that another time. I've got this Maybelline Vinyl ink, I've got the Oma, I've got two Dior lip glows, and that's just what I can see with my eyes. Oh, and I've got two of the Sigma lip balms and a rose ink lipstick, satin lip color, which I didn't like the colors of. They were all very brown. Lovely lipstick, but very brown. So that's everything that's in front of me. I have so many lip products at any one second, and yet I keep being like, where is the Oma Beauty lip tint? Where is the Oma Beauty lip tint? When I'm leaving the house, I'm like, it's the one that I keep reaching for. It's the one that I want. It's the one that I want. Sorry. I'm sorry. I had to do that, didn't I? I think because it is a bargain, $7, I might buy a couple of extras and pop them in my handbags. Pop them in my handbags. Then I won't be looking for it, will I? There's a bunch of colours. Everything from nudes to purples to really dark shades to the reds and the pinks. It's really gorgeous. And Oma Beauty obviously is a black owned brand, which is fantastic. So they really are getting the colors and the shades there for every skin tone, for these deep skin tones, which sometimes it's hard, you know. And I hate that when people are like, oh, it's a perfect nude. It's like, well, it's a perfect nude for you. And perfect nude is routinely for white skin. But to get a nude for a darker skin tone, you gotta go darker, obviously. And Oma has done that, and I think there are just some really gorgeous, jammy shades in here, which would look stunning. Stunning on every shade of skin, but on darker skin tones as well, just absolutely stunning. And again, can't say this enough times, $7. God, she really did that. She really did it. Love it, Sharon. Well done. The last two things I want to mention are not new by any stretch of the imagination, but one of them a lot of people have asked me about because there have been big changes at the brand, and I just wanted to give it a shout out to remind people that it exists and that it is still as good as ever, and that is the KVD Beauty Tattoo Liner. Yes, they changed the name of the brand. No, Ms. Von D is no longer part of the brand. Yes, it's as good as it ever was. For my money, and I've always been sort of hit and miss with it, but what they're very good at, they're very, very good at. And their liquid lipsticks were always incredible, and their eyeliners were always incredible. And I recently had to restock my tattoo eyeliners, the black and the brown, which, you know, are my favourite liquid eyeliners of all time, and they remain fantastic. So I was really thrilled about that. Liquid eyeliner is something I really haven't messed with all year long until I got to the UK for my book tour, and I just needed that boost. And I was applying a really fine brown line along my lash line just to sort of boost things up. And then routinely going over that with the glitter pill from Half Magic. But yeah, still amazing, still gorgeous. I'm actually got my eyes on the brand because they're doing new stuff. They're doing more stuff. And I'm interested in it. I'm just going to say. So I'm curious to see what comes next for KVD, but I'm glad to see it survived. I'm glad to see it survive the handover. They've renamed a lot of their products, which I think is really smart. I shall say no more, but I think it was a really good idea and I appreciate it. Thanks, pals. And yeah, it's really great. And then the last product I want to talk about is such a classic, but I've seen it on sale a lot over the holidays. So if you can still get it on sale, because the problem with this product to me is price really is a barrier. And yet it makes such a difference to my makeup every time I use it, especially in the winter. And it is the Bobbi Brown Vitamin Enriched Face Base. Now, I know this has been a highlight of the week, I think, for me and Harry in the past. It is just a truly exceptional product. And for so long, I was like, but isn't it just a moisturizer? Isn't it just a heavy moisturizer that I would put on before my foundation? Won't that make my foundation slide right off my face? And I am unfortunately here to tell you that no. It is fantastic. It is an incredible primer. It just prepares the skin in a way that nothing else does for me. And I'm not a massive, massive primer fan. Ever since they discontinued my J1 Jelly Lube primer. Original fans know what I'm talking about. OG full coverage pals know what that is. The lube primer. I miss her. But this really prepares my skin like nothing else. If your skin is dry, if it is dehydrated, if it's wintry where you are and you need an extra bit of love, if it's just very dry where you are and you need a little bit of love, I don't think there's anything better than this. But it is expensive. It's really pricey and there's no getting around it. The eye base, also exceptional, but so pricey. And yes, a little bit goes a long way. But for a really long time, this to me was one of those things that I didn't like using it because I knew how much it cost. So I was saving it. And as we've established 1,000 times before, that is the wrong mindset. You shouldn't save anything for best. You don't want to end up one day with a lot of products that have expired and gone off because you didn't use them enough because you didn't want to waste them. Get them on your face. If you have it, use it. But this is so good, but it can be really expensive. So a lot of places have multi-packs on this year. There's a deal. If you get two, you get a discount. So obviously that is a large investment, but it's going to pay you back. There is a value size. I think there's a larger size that works out cheaper, even if it is $99, I think. Ouch. But it truly is something that makes a difference to my face. And it truly is something, again, I keep banging on about it, but when I was in the UK in November and my face was falling off, I was lopping this on. I was smothering myself in this. Oh God, it was so sad. I no longer will be saving it because I used so much of it when I was at home just to get my face out the door to events. Because obviously I had to do makeup every day for events. Every time I went out to do a book signing or an event or whatever, I had to have a full face on. I had to do like full glam. And the only thing that was holding my face together was this. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. When I look back at the photos, I'm like, nope, okay, we managed it. And in large part, that was due to this. So I just want to say thank you to Bobbi Brown, Vitamin and Rich Face Base, for holding it all together when I could not. But yeah, just what a treat. Just what a real treat of a product. Just, it works. I love things that just work. And that's it. They are my faves for this year. I mean, I have another trillion things that I could talk about. But in the interest of wrapping this up before the turkey is on the table, I'm going to call it a day there. I'm going to knock it on the head right there and then. Thank you for joining me. Let me know what your favourite products were this year. I am always desperate to know and keen to be enabled. So you can join us in the Full Coverage Facebook group, facebook.com/full coverage, and hit that top pinned post to join the Facebook Beauty Chat group. The Full Coverage Beauty Chat group. You can join us for the last few days of the holiday face challenge, makeup challenge. Face challenge. I'm losing it. I need a drink. A cup of tea. Maybe a coffee. Maybe a spiked coffee. But anyway, you could come and join us there and chat about makeup with amazing like-minded people. You can DM me on Instagram at Lindsay Kelk. I am on deadline, so I will almost certainly be there to reply to you in a very short space of time. And it's just been a real treat to pop back in and share a few minutes of my day with you and share a few favourite products with you. So thank you very, 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 very much for joining us on this full coverage journey in 2022. I know we've been a bit in and out. I know it's been a bit disjointed, but it truly is a joy. I just really love chatting about beauty with you all. And hopefully there'll be more episodes to come. There'll be more chats with some of our favourite people, and we'll see where we go from there. But just a massive, massive thank you from me, and I hope you all have a wonderful end of the year and a fantastic new year. May 2023 bring you everything you've ever wished for, whether it's vitamin and rich face base or otherwise. It is for me. I've got to buy more of it. God, I hate myself. What a monster. Anyway, I will speak to you all very, very soon. Thank you for being here. Bye.